Jack patted the vented barrel of the long M60 blaster.
Cute guy. Scare most folks.
Wished I could have seen it.
Mildred set her medkit on the floor between her boots.
Too dangerous. You're too young. The perfume might have driven you permanently insane. And Doc is too damn old.
Indeed, madam. Perhaps you are unaware that some men are milk, while others are whiskey. Some sour and turn bitter with age, while the years make others stronger.
What a load of crap. Crazy old coot.
Ah, but that is my story, and I am sticking to it.
JB checked the gauges one last time and looked longingly at the dark video monitor set in the control hump between the front seats. If the radio worked, the onboard computer probably did also. But without a CD-ROM to boot the system, it was useless. Turning on the headlights, JB pulled away from the arena and headed the WAG westward out of the ruins. The potholes were bad, but he managed to avoid most of them. The few he hit were taken easily by the Hummer, with only minor shaking of the passengers. He once rode in a Jeep, the military WAG used before the Hummer was created, and wondered how anybody got to the fight without losing teeth. The headlights illuminated something in the road ahead of them, and JB turned to go around. But the obstruction continued onward until reaching a gaping hole in the ground where a strip mall once stood. Having no choice, JB angled away from the area and took off due south. But again they found debris blocked their way. The piles of rubble had been connected with chunks of concrete, effectively sealing the area between the hotel and the insurance building.
This looks fresh.
Head north for the desert. We know that way is clear.
The Hummer raced across the pre-dark city, past the arena and the armory, only to find more rubble stacked over 10 feet high, rusty iron rods sticking out of the broken concrete like punji sticks.
The little bastards have sealed us in!
JB accelerated along the line of rubble. The crude wall was unbroken, extending from building to building. The only breaches, the foundation holes where stores had burned to the ground.
Try ramming through!
Dean was trying to watch every direction at once. The attack would come soon. No point to trapping a prey unless you planned on doing some chilling.
Can't! This is a Hummer, not an APC!
Try anyway!
Triple red. Here they come!
Ryan worked the bolt on the Steyr and fired smoothly. In the darkness, a greenie cried out and fell to the ground. But dozens more darted from the ruins, scrambling over one another in their haste to reach the rolling transport. JB swerved wildly, but more were ahead of him. Flooring the accelerator, the armorer headed straight toward the pack, screaming a battle cry. Suddenly, the M60 began to chatter, and the greenies fell away, missing arms and faces. But as the Hummer plowed into the mob, they parted and dived for the sides of the WAG, holding on with one hand while thrusting with knives, hoping for a lucky strike. The companions thrust blasters into leafy faces and blew them off in ruthless slaughter. Some of the muties dived under the vehicle, but it bumped over them, their bones cracking audibly. JB veered to the left, then the right, losing the howling pack, and raced across the open area between the monoliths. But as they gained some distance, a steady hissing could be heard, along with a metallic tinking.
They got a tire! Stop the wagon, get that bastard knife to dig it out! These military tires are self-sealing once the hole is clear.
Brakes squealed in protest as JB slowed the Hummer and jumped to the ground. Just as quickly, the companions formed a firing line between the WAG and the oncoming greenies. The night was strangely still, not even insects chirping to break the quiet. Ryan shouted, facing away from the others, to cover their rear.
Shoot on sight! Our blasters have a lot more range than those blowpipes. Don't let them get close!
There was movement in the darkness, and the companions opened up with their weapons, the muzzle flashes illuminating the night for yards. Greenies were running toward them with inhuman speed.
Behind us!
Jack started to hammer the ruins with the M60, the heavy weapon laying down a hellstorm of copper-jacketed lead. In the far distance, a glass window shattered, and something screamed briefly, then went silent. Howls sounded from behind them again, and as they turned, the noise stopped, then started once more. Christy dropped the speed loader into her revolver.
Ignore the noises. Only shoot when you see them. That's an old trick to rattle us and make us waste ammo.
We contemptuously thought they were unintelligent muties.
Doc held the Lama in a combat grip to steady his aim. Only 6 more shots and he was out.
More the fools we.
swearing softly, Jack struggled with the bolt to clear a jam, the live cartridge hitting the ground with a musical tingling.
He's not dumb.
Got it.
JB stood triumphant, the broken blade of a knife shining between the teeth of his pliers.
Bastard thing was wedged in tight, almost as if they knew exactly where it should go.
Get in! Use the Uzi!
Ryan slid across the Hummer. Taking the wheel, the man shoved the transmission into gear and started forward slowly, allowing the companions to climb into the wag. Ryan shouted as he gunned the engines.
Everybody in?
Clear!
Dean shoved a fresh clip into the handle of his Browning semi-automatic pistol. A greenie stuck its head into view from a manhole and spat. Doc cried out, dropping his blaster to the floor of the wag. Swinging the M60 about on its gimbal, Jack peppered the manhole with 7.62mm rounds, but the muti was gone. Christy lobbed a grin at the hole. The sphere bounced twice and went right into the opening. Ryan hit the gas, and the Hummer raced away as flames erupted from the ground, resembling the muzzle flash of a cannon.
Knife!
Dean passed her a blade. The physician sliced apart the sleeve of Doc's frock coat, exposing his upper arm. There was a purplish bruise there, the flesh already tinged with yellow, around a tiny barbed dart. Plucking the dart free, Mildred cast it away and cut a crisscross pattern into the flesh. Laboring to breathe, Doc made no response, sweat appearing on his pale face. Sucking at the wound, Mildred's mouth burned as his blood came out. She spat it outside the wag and repeated the process until it no longer hurt her to extract blood from the wound. Mildred looked at the spot with her flashlight.
That'll do. I got the poison out fast enough.
Thanks.
Color was already returning to Doc's features.
Don't thank me yet.
The physician opened her med kit and poured the last few drops of witch hazel on a bandage.
This will hurt even worse. It'll keep you alive, though.
I stand ready, madam.
Mildred laid the damp cloth on the wound and Doc sharply inhaled the contact. She quickly tied it off with a field dressing as he continued to breathe rapidly. Mildred wiped the blood off her hands.
Don't use that arm to shoot. The recoil of that monster hand cannon will open up the wound and make you start to bleed. This is only a pressure bandage. Once we're clear, I'll stitch it closed properly.
Clumsily, Doc lifted the Lama with his left hand and rested it on the side of the Hummer.
I am no sycophant, madam.
She nodded in understanding.
You're welcome.
Just then, out of the darkness, a swarm of greenies charged into the headlights once more. Ryan wheeled away from them as Jack gave the muties another taste of the M60. Then JB added the ripping kill power of the Uzi, and a handful of the attackers fell over dead. This time, the greenies didn't get close, and the companions raced away, leaving the greenies behind.
Can't keep this up forever. Eventually they'll get our range and do us all like Doc.
You have a plan. I can hear it in your voice.
Christy used her fingernails to yank two spent cartridges from the cylinder of her blaster. She slid in live rounds and eased the S&W closed.
Whatever the hell it is, you have my vote to try.
Me too!
Dean carefully removed a dart from the headrest of the seat in front of him. He tossed it away, then spat on his fingers and rubbed them clean on his pants. Stomping on the gas pedal, Ryan turned the Hummer and headed directly toward a group of greenies they'd encountered earlier. The muties greeted them with a wave of barbed darts that hit the windshield and bounced off. Angling for the low point in the barrier, the Hummer started to climb sideways up the massive debris, the tires spinning wildly as rocks crumbled away under their weight.
Shift right!
Ryan twisted the steering wheel. The companions dived to the right side of the wag, their weight holding it steady as the transport jounced and bumped over the timbers and automobile parts. Then the rubble shifted and the Hummer slid out of control. There was a strident crash of wood and the pre-dark wag reared on its aft wheels, threatening to flip over. Ryan hit the brakes, then the gas, regaining control of the machine, and the Hummer madly rolled back onto the street. Waiting below, the greenies charged, and the companions fired in a volley at the mass attack. Doc leveled his Lama pistol and fired twice through the chaos. A greenie loading a blowpipe jerked backward, slamming into a greenie behind. They both fell, blood gushing from huge wounds. As the Hummer pulled away, its engine roaring in high gear, a dozen of the muties lay sprawled on the cracked macadam, dead or merely pretending. There was no way of knowing.
Now we can leave.
Ryan fought the wheel. The wag streaked across the ruins.
It was a diversion to get them going in the wrong direction. We're busting out of here right now.
As they zigzagged past the potholes and manholes, the insurance building rose before the companions, its mirrored windows